Hello, hello. It's Kat Revs on with a dollop of positivity. I am feeling fine. I sound worse than I am, but it's probably not the greatest voice to listen to, but I wanted to let you know that the Taylor Swift movie is going to leave theaters after Sunday. So if you haven't seen it yet, make sure you go. I was actually the only person in the theater on Halloween. I went at 5 p.m. right before I had to start my graveyard shift at work. And it was splendid. I've already seen it with the kiddos and the adults who dressed to the nines and danced the movie away. It's fine. If you like that kind of environment, it works for the movie. And there are a lot of naysayers about that, but for me, that was actually the perfect experience to be the first one, with the exception that the person next to me sang all the lyrics to the entire song all 3 hours. That was not the fun part. Luckily, she was a good singer and she blended with Taylor Swift's voice. So I figured I'm gonna go see it even if I'm the only person in the theater. And I was, and it was totally fine. It was a little creepy at times. I was wondering, oh, is there someone lurking around? But there was no one. I even ended up buying the popcorn tin and the soda cup because there was a deal that day. It was $13.13 for the movie ticket. I actually had a $5 voucher because I'm an AMC member and I've racked up the points. And then the $13.13 for a combination of two different swag items. And I picked the popcorn tin and the soda cup. And I drank the entire cup of soda. So yes, during the 3 hours, I was like, should I leave to go to the bathroom or just stick it out? I chose to stick it out and it was fine. When I finally went to the bathroom, I felt like I was a camel. Anyway, it was a phenomenal experience when I was by myself. I could truly enjoy everything because I already saw it, so I knew what to anticipate, which I normally don't like to do. I never rewatch shows or movies unless I really, really like it. This is one that I really, really enjoyed. And so I did sit through it with the popcorn and everything. I only ate half the bucket, by the way. That's still a lot for one person, but I didn't put extra butter. I just put a little bit of extra butter. Anyway, it was great because there was no one singing, there was no one screaming. I got to fully enjoy things that I missed the first time. I actually thought to myself, oh, I don't remember this part, so this is great. I would go see it again, but I just don't think I have the 3 hours in a day. So I can't wait till it streams or when I can listen to the concert as a concert. Anyway, last chance for you to see it. Don't miss it. I'm telling you, it's not like the other movie concerts where they go backstage and there's a lot of talking. This is a concert. Edit it a bit, but you'll get the full experience. You can read all about it. Everyone's written about it. Everyone's talked about it. But it's really phenomenal. I think, I knew I was a Taylor Swift fan, but I didn't know how big of a fan I was. So I'm still in that obsessed mode. And I'm going to continue looking her up and reading about her and listening to all her songs that I didn't know she had. So enjoy it. And even if you're the only person, doesn't matter. Just go. You'll love it. If you have your own Taylor Swift experience, you know where to find me. You can text me, call me, find me on the Dollop of Positivity's Facebook page. I apologize for my voice. Till next time. Bye now.